Excellence. It's ebony, black, and brilliant. With 90% of my talent tied behind my back, we're only dealing with 10. Welcome to Controversy on a Monday. Okay, check this out. One of the things that I have to tell you is I had the privilege, and I do say privilege, to visit South for the last week. Atlanta, North Carolina, South Carolina. I did it all in a week. And let me say this about those people in the South. First of all, everywhere where I went, they didn't smoke. They didn't drink. In fact, they didn't even go to nightclubs. Of course, there too wasn't a lot of nightclubs to be had where I was at. But that being said, I have never in my entire life met more wonderful, peace-loving people. Everywhere I went, they were very welcoming. They were very they were just beautiful people, and I learned a lot. One of the things I did learn is something about myself, is that I don't need even to do smoke. But I really didn't drink. I really didn't do too much of anything other than attend my business and see family. But what was more important is it gave me time to reflect and walk and see hills and things I would never have seen before had I not made that. And hopefully I'll get a chance to go again. In fact, I will be going again. I'll have to tell you about that a little later. But I just want to give a shout-out to the people in South Carolina, North Carolina, Atlanta. It was a great, great experience. Next time when I do go, we're going to try to see if we can do some things remotely because it was a wonderful experience. I want to let everybody know that. The other thing is I want to let people know is this, that as a veteran, I'm going to spend a lot of time talking, giving direction, our instructions, if you will, about some of the things that the American Legion and veterans are involved in today. I think that a lot of people don't understand that the commitment for us in the military while we're serving is to serve our country and mankind. But with the American Legion, we do that after we actually leave duty. But the thing about it is there's so many programs out here that we have not been able to share, nor have we taken advantage of because we really don't know them. So I'm going to give some information out today. Hopefully, call in, and we can help you a little bit. You know, one of the things that I'm finding out, being a veteran and finding out doing what I do as Southern Vice Commander of the Department of Indiana, is that we have not done a good job of getting the information out. And I shouldn't say that. We've done a good job of getting the information out, but the problem, I think, is it hasn't been received or hasn't totally grasped. So we're going to talk about some of those things today on our show. Before we get to that, let's talk about some things that have been happening or that I should be thinking that these things happen. I'm not sure because I really didn't do a lot this week as far as news and paying attention to what's going on in the world. But here's a couple of things I do. It just fascinates me that Congress, now that the Republicans are no longer in control of government, period, and I can't even say that, the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court has shown a propensity to be very independent. This Supreme Court has. But I think it's very, very interesting that the Republicans have spent more time crying foul in this election than doing their job. Now, for the whole term during the President Trump's era in office, the Republicans are in control, and they sit there and just made really strange comments like, well, the Democrats are being babies, or the Democrats just shut up and sit down, and we got this and this, that, and the other. And the strange part about it is now that the script has been flipped, now the Republicans are around talking about, well, the election was stolen from them. They're still talking that. Then they sit there and talk about how the Democrats are not being fair to them and not treating them right. Come on. if anybody listening to the show, anybody repeat what I'm about to say, stop listening to the show. What has made America great is the fact that we have the ability or have had the ability of at least being reasonable. May not agree. A lot of times we don't, but at least we are reasonable. I want somebody to tell me what is reasonable about you getting what you want when you're in that position, but then you refuse to acknowledge the fact that you did nothing, absolutely nothing, to enhance this country. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, I get it, I guess. But what I don't get is the unfair, unreasonable treatment that the Republican Party, long in control, continue to treat the Democrats or those liberal-minded thinking people. Now, I'm here to tell you, I am not the most liberal-minded person in the world. I'm very, 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 very conservative on a lot of issues. What I'm not conservative on is I ain't stuck on stupid, okay? And we need to stand up and support the government if we have. Now, you wanted support, you know, make America great again and all that good stuff. When Donald Trump was in there doing the things he's doing, let's face it, man. I mean, you know, for you guys to sit down here and say, well, Donald Trump, great president, and Donald Trump is this. You know what? I'm sitting in my home the other day with my nicotine-stained fingers, drinking coffee. Here's the president, if you want to call him that, former president, make statements still that the election was stolen. Come on. I mean, you know, the only thing was stolen is the reason of the American people to understand that not only did he perpetrate a fraud, but all of you who are thinking know for a fact that Donald Trump, former president of the United States, should have been indicted for treason. Come on. Really? If I had done 2 seconds less than what he did, you want to lock my behind up simply because of the color of my skin. Let's call what it is. Let's be real. You know, you don't see all these shootings and all the things that are happening today in our society. You don't see how many, no offense, but how many of y'all see my white brother or my white sister with a policeman's knee on their neck? Okay. Or how many of them have been shot in the streets like animals? And we're talking about recently. We're not talking about 200 years ago. We're talking about today. Come on. I'm not telling America to wake up. What I'm telling America is you should have been woke up. And we're not talking about in the last years. You should have been woke up years ago. There's nothing new here. You want to talk about making America great? Then let's do this. Let's be honest. Let's be concise. Let's be passionate. Let's be strong. But let's stop the bold lie. And the bold lie is that the election and things that are happening are due to the Democrats. Wrong answer. You Republicans, those of you that are honest, those of you that really are thinking about America first, speak up. You know better. You know better. So just to say it, I mean, I don't really like going on tangents like that, but I am so ticked off at what I'm hearing. And I'm ticked off because everybody plays like they're upset. Calling it what it is. We play that we're upset. We want to march. We want to go through the neighborhoods. We want to talk about crime. But the truth of the matter is, be realistic. We're still sleeping, especially in this community, especially in the community of Indianapolis, Indiana. Brothers and sisters, wake up. Get up, put up, or shut up. Because right now, I nor you have the time to waste time with crap about making America great when America has always been great. Making America sound when America's always been sound, but what nobody wants to talk about is the truth that the Republicans, those that have been in control for the last 4 years, guided by their fearless leader, that's why he's hiding. That's what he's doing. He's a coward. I don't care what anybody says. I'm sorry to my Republican brethren. I'm calling it what it is. If you're a Democrat, I'd call him a coward too. I mean, there's a couple of kidneys who are definitely cowards. One of them, Edward. But the truth of the matter is, you guys need to get busy. Stop being stuck on stupid. The Republican Party, supposedly, have always said for reason. There's nothing reasonable about what you're doing now. You're supporting a man that you know, and you're still supporting him. You know who's the leader of your party. You're supporting a man to report is nothing but a lie. He lived it. He made you live it. Now it's time to live the truth. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, I'm sorry about that, Bernstein, but I just roused me up, man. I'm sitting there thinking, what the heck is this? And this guy's going to sit there and still talk about
Victor.
He ain't said nothing about what he did. He hasn't even apologized for getting people killed in the streets in Washington, D.C. Come on now. You know, if it were me, if it were you, they try to tar and feather us. Let's call it what it is. It's the truth.
Be under the jail.
You think? Under the jail? No. You're going to end up in Crown Hill. Okay? I mean, they ain't yelling us no more. They're killing us. Okay? And sorry, it's not just my black brothers that are getting killed. I'm going to be real. But you know what? I'm sorry. What did you say, Bernstein?
Another police shot and killed somebody again in Minnesota yesterday. Yeah, it's been on the news all morning.
I go to you. I'm watching the news this morning. What? Talk to me. What happened?
It's just a routine traffic stop, and they claim, I believe, that the guy jumped out. They didn't say if he had a weapon. They said he jumped out and charged a cop or something like that, or tried to escape. It's been two different stories so far, and the police unloaded and killed him. It's amazing to me, but you can have a mass shooting a couple of weeks ago and these dudes walk away alive. Mass shooters never get killed, but for some reason, people of culture get killed all the time by the police. I don't understand.
Wow. I'm not glad you told me, but I'm going to look into it some today because I didn't have a chance to really look at the news. But this is interesting you should say that because you know what else happened? I just saw a glimpse of this. A military officer. Army officer serving this country in full uniform, okay? Full uniform, combat uniform, was stopped by a police officer, harassed, and a gun was drawn on. Really? Come on. I don't hear the Republican Party, nor do I hear Mr. Donald Trump. In fact, I'm going to stop calling him former President Donald Trump. He really does not deserve that title. But anyway, he hasn't opened his mouth talking about this is wrong. But remember, that's the same Donald Trump that stood up in your face and told you how much he loved the military. Really? Come on now. But that I got to look at that, Bernstein. I didn't know that. Once again, you know, it's not stopping. And it won't stop until we put on our pants, gentlemen, and ladies, put on your skirts and get out there and do the right thing. When you see you're wrong, speak on it. If you continue to be afraid, trust me, America will continue to devolve, not evolve, devolve. I mean, right now, we ain't looking so good in the world, okay? We messed up a couple of our allies. We disrespected ourselves by some of the things that we've done. The sad part about it is we can't blame anybody but ourselves. We allowed Donald Trump to do what he did. Come on now. Like I told you from the get-go, I'm only talking to you with 90% of my brain tied behind my back. The other 10%, come on now. Phone number is 515-605-9775. You're on the show Controversy. And what do I need? Let me get my stuff out here because I haven't read it this morning. I was not prepared. That's been usual. But check this out. Uh-oh, I'm going to get the story here. Sure. Let me give a shout out. You're on Yaza.com TV Network, live and Yaza Radio. And check this out. There's nothing like we have to give for you. In fact, as soon as I find my sheet somewhere. Okay, Bernstein, you got to help me. I'll tell you what. I'm looking for this. No, it's not here. I don't see it. I'm looking for the thing that says everything we got to offer here, and we got a bunch to offer. So you got to help. Right here. Why don't you just do it? What you just said? Hey, here we go, y'all. Bernstein is about to give an announcement. Drum roll, please. All right, man. Oh, he ain't ready.
All right. Yaza Network. We have Yaza TV. It's YazaTV.com, which is 6 TV channels. It has 5 independent film screening room. So if you got an independent film and you want it broadcast, you want us to distribute it, we can do it here at YazerTV.com. We also have a social network for professionals
of all of the culture. So you are a professional, you want to do some networking, some business networking, you can join Yizer. Also, Yizer has a new price. The new price is now $14.89 a month. So you're going to get 6 TV channels. You're going to get 5 screenings. Oh, you're going to get on-demand television, 1 radio station, and social network.
Wait, go back and say that again. Now listen to this. This is what's important. You're getting the first day, 30 days free. And then after that, you're paying how much, Bernstein?
$14.89 a month.
$14.89. And what do they get for this $14.89?
You're going to get 6 TV channels.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get 5 independent film screening rooms.
Mm.
You're going to get TV on demand.
Mm.
You're going to get a professional career social network.
Wow.
Oh, and one other thing I left out. We also are the one and only African-American history search engine. If you want to search anything that has to do with Black history, you can use Yizer also.
Can I search my history?
No, yeah.
We may as well do that. But no,
yes.
Check this out.
Because you are making history, sir.
Thank you. But check this out. You're not going to get this at HBO. You're not going to get this at AT&T, Comcast. You're talking $14. You're talking $14 of something that's geared directly to you, for you. And a lot of it is by you. So go on and check us out. It's Yizer Network, Yizer.com, TV, Yizer, radio.com.
Yizer Radio.
Wait a minute. And check this out. The people who own this company, so, and you're going to hear me talk about this gentleman a lot, Mr. Abner, the young, brilliant brother. But he also, what is doing all this, is funding this right now that he created, is a company called Digital Guard Security. Let me tell you something. Everybody's security conscious today, Bernstein, because so much is happening, as we talked about the shootings and whatever. But when it comes to personal safety, when it comes to my home and my family, I want the best I can get. I can't walk around with a shotgun like they used to anymore. So I've got to do the technical thing. And this here, you got to check it out. This Digital Guard Security. The company is off the chain. The phone number is 888-640-5777. That's 888-640-5777. That is Digital Guard Security. And this is what's bringing to you what you're hearing today, what you heard earlier. And I've been knowing Phil for years, but here's the killer. Not only did I know Phil, but I knew his 93-year-old brother, and who's still with us today. He is one of the most iconic jazz musicians Indianapolis has ever produced. The name of his group was called The Three Kids, and he used to Owls and British Clowns. Okay? About clubs, still listen to Mr. Rogers or whatever. Anyway, we get to this conversation from the morning that I forgot a building on Hampton Prison that he talked to his brother for a couple of reasons. Number one, I like to talk to him and his brother about his iconic career. But the other thing is once again, this is a brother reaching out to another brother. And we're talking about, you know, seeing if we can do things together. I'm not sure. But Bernstein, I'm trying to get Mr. Abernathy to sit down with his brother and just see what he has to offer and vice versa. Because his real career, besides being one talented jazz musician, this boy is a super on steroid electrician. I'm not kidding. This boy, okay? And when I was telling him about Digital Guard, man, I said, whoa. You got me. I'm serious, man. We got to get Abernathy and them to sit and talk to this gentleman. I'm trying to arrange it this week. In fact, I'm going to arrange it this week. That depends on Mr. Abernathy's time, man, because he's very, very busy besides running this company and overseeing the company Digital Guard. Check him out. Telling you, be safe. Digital Guard. And you hear more about it. But, yeah, we got to talk to this brother, man, because it's pretty deep. I just forgot because I hadn't seen him in years. So back to what I'm talking about. Wait a minute. I got to check this out. Because right now the feed on his telephone went out, so I wasn't really able to read it. But forgive me. I'm going to read this. This is from Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. A 20-year-old black man died after a police officer shot him during a traffic stop in Minnesota suburbs on Sunday, sending hundreds of people into the streets where they clashed with police officers into Monday morning. Now, okay. All right, we start another violent trend, and one thing leads to another. Protests in Brooklyn Center came hours before the 11th day of the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minnesota police officer who has been charged with murdering George Floyd, who set again a courtroom less than 10 miles away. Now, let me tell you why that's important to understand. Obviously, Minnesota Police Department has some issues. In fact, I'm not even going to say issues. We've got two black men within, we're talking about, what, a year apart maybe, being killed like that. One with the other shot. What they need to do, Bernstein, in fact, I'm going to call and encourage people to make this call. I don't care if you're from Minnesota or Indianapolis. Make the call. Call the Attorney General's office of the United States of America. Put their butts to the fire and tell them, hey, you need to investigate the police department in Minnesota. Now, before all you people in Minnesota, especially police officers, sit there and say, oh, we're going to wait till this brother come through Minnesota. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't scare easy. I'm a veteran of the United States military, a proud one at that. I am not going to place myself in a position where I think that I'm going to be harmed, nor am I going to have my family in such a situation. So here's what I'm going to say. Guess what? I'm going to keep my money in my pocket, nowhere near Minnesota, period. And I would encourage, if you want to get something to happen, stop spending money in this part of Minnesota. Black folk need to take the day, one day, and don't spend one single dime. I guarantee you they won't be babbling in because they won't be hurting the pockets either. So that's got to start attacking this thing. I really do. Because I'm going to tell you, just think of this. If every person of color in Indianapolis, Indiana, for one day, just one day, not spend one dime in Indianapolis, I guarantee you somebody's going to wake up because that's a lot of money. Okay? I mean, before I walked out the door today, no, it wasn't before. Yeah, it was because I was on the phone. Before I walked out the door today, I'd spend $100. Okay? I guarantee most of you, especially of color, because we tend to spend, because we have to, and because we want to. But just one day, you know, first thing, you know what, maybe, we get with Mr. Abernathy and see if, with his permission, can we promote something like that and pick a day to do it. Now, I'm not talking no Juneteenth day or none of that kind of crap, okay? Now, I'm not calling it crap, don't get me wrong. But we tend to gravitate and do things around the time of holidays that are traditionally something that black people like. For instance, Juneteenth is one of them. Tell you the truth, I'm not kidding you. As smart as I'm supposed to be, I really didn't know anything about Juneteenth. I heard the name, but I didn't represent it until I was like in my 50s, and I'm 65. That's pretty sad. Was it even worse than that? All these years? Up until maybe, I want to say, this, and don't get me wrong by saying it, but I want people to understand how we think. I thought that, what's that, the Christmas thing you do? Kwanzaa. You know what? I'm serious. For years, I thought Kwanzaa was a holiday that was developed in Africa. Guess what? I'm not by myself. Because Kwanzaa was created by Dr. Kwanzaa. And the holiday, if you really look at the tradition of the holiday, looks like Judaism to me. But what do we know? Okay, so, and I'm making a comment. Not that Kwanzaa is not good. It is very good, as a matter of fact. In fact, it's a positive thing. One of the few positive things when it comes to holidays that we do. It doesn't involve barbecue and pork, okay? But anyway.
Right, and that's why I wasn't supporting Juneteenth, because they was like, well, what are we going to do with Juneteenth? We're going to make it a holiday to do what? To barbecue. You know, that's what our vice president's campaign on, she was to try to make Juneteenth a federal holiday.
Okay, well.
Such is life.
I tell you what, then. I'm going to support that as long as they make Super Bowl Monday a holiday.
Oh,
should be a holiday. But anyway, back to what we're talking about. You know, we kind of mess around. But the truth of the matter is this.
You're going to make somebody mad saying that because people are going, I don't compare Juneteenth to slavery to the Super Bowl, to football.
The same way you compare slavery to today. Hello. I mean, you know, they don't call it slavery today. Let's look at what we got here. You can do something like cross the street and be a person of color and you end up in a jail cell. Slavery me. Or how about this one? This is my favorite. I've done all I can to help you people. I keep helping you people, but you people don't listen. Really? Slavery to me. It ain't a matter that I'm listening. It's a matter of you're not saying anything. Okay? So when you look at what's going on today, and you know what was really instrumental in slavery? Uh-oh, now I'm going to get ready to get in trouble. Because I happen to be a clergy. The same thing back during the slave days where they took the minister and he dressed in the finest of clothes and rode in the finest surrey through the plantation and given the Christianity of our forefathers, I guess, the truth of the matter.
That's a $15 fine.
What's her point of fire, man? My bag. Anyway, and it wasn't a matter of him talking about the real God. Yeah, there's a couple of phonians out there, okay, but the real God. He had to preach what his plantation owner said was the book of the real God, okay? And it couldn't say anything like, it's time for me to be free. Because my God made me that way, wasn't about that at all. But unfortunately, we still have the same occurrence today. I'm not saying that all ministers and imams or anybody else are bad. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is if you look at the mechanics of slavery, from the pastor all the way down to the house Negro, then it's the same thing as today. You're on the show. It's on Monday. Baby boy. Yes.
Okay, I have a question because of last night I was listening and watching the Culture King show.
Mm.
And they talked about what you're talking about right now, too, about like today's legalized slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ms. Abernathy asked the question, well, you know, we got the privatized prisons. And there's companies like Nike and Starbucks and McDonald's and stuff like that that actually use slave labor. But us as a community purchase these things from these companies that we know that that's part of the modern day slave trade.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean us makes us supporters of slavery since
yes.
we still support those companies?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. First of all, let's look at how this culture today. I'm going to spend $50 for a t-shirt that has Nike symbol on it. In other words, what I'm doing is advertising something I'm spending money for. You can't get any better slavery than that. Okay? We didn't even begin to talk about the slave labor. Let's talk about the slave mentality. It's the same thing 100 years ago. We paid for the very cotton with little we wore. Paid for, we advertise for the slave owner because we're wearing his garment. No different. So, yes, it's modern-day slavery. Now, is it intentional? Do you this way. It is as intentional as Donald Trump, I got to go back to this, as Donald Trump standing back telling you to go and attack the Capitol. Just as intentional. So, yes, it's slavery. The sad part about this is we have a lot of blacks in executive positions for these companies who cannot say anything because then they won't be in executive positions. So that's my turn on that.
But us citizens, though, are mm-hmm. citizens hypocritical in support of slavery? That's actually people us that spend our money, us consumers.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get around certain things. Now, I know people want to say we still got to wear clothes. Okay, I got that. I mean, we can't run around naked, but some of the people that I saw down south, females, okay, I can handle that one. But anyway, no, on the real, I mean, you can't very well how can you sit there and criticize actions in our community? You're displaying the outfit that's causing the action. That is, I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but that tells me that we're not free in our minds even today. In fact, we're a little bit insane. In fact, if you really think about it, maybe we've not only embraced slavery or the mentality of slavery, but now it's become so much a part of our lives that we don't reason the obvious. And the obvious is this, is if Nike is using brothers overseas, or I shouldn't even say just brothers. I mean, I would say people of color, because generally that's what it ends up being. Now, when you look at these sweatshops, what do you see? You don't see a lot of white folk in there. Well, you do see white folk, but they're usually standing around, you know, looking at them like they're wardens. Is that what they do?
Well, that's what we're talking about, like the privatized prisons in America making Nike tennis shoes and Apple computers,
sure,
and Starbucks. So they do have wardens in there, and a lot of the people are people of color
and
in the prisons.
I'll tell you something else. Nobody talks about the real shackle. It's called subliminal suggestions. Let me share to you what I'm talking about, and then maybe this will make sense to them, Bernstein. Years ago, when the movie industry really just started cranking up, and we're talking about, you know, what, the 40s, 50s, really started cranking up, here's what they used to do. In order to sell popcorn and candy, what they would do is put little messages and little images into the framework of the film that they're showing. And if you see back then, it slows down. Coca-Cola is really good at this. But when you see it slowed down, you actually see the image. You actually see the image, and it's a box of popcorn or a can of Coke. Your mind sees it, but because of the film being moved so rapidly, then you don't see the subliminal information that's there, but your mind does, because people have to understand that the computer called a brain of yours absorbs things far more rapidly than you can think about. In fact, a lot of times, that's why you get this deja vu thing. You're like, wait a minute, I know I saw it. I'm going through this again, because of subliminal suggestion. So that's what they use back then to sell popcorn, and they show this. I mean, you're sitting there watching a movie, you know, shoot them up, bang, bang, whatever. Then all of a sudden, start getting thirsty. That's because that message had been floated a couple of times during that movie. So in saying that, once again, that was a way back in the 50s that they enslaved us, because they used subliminal suggestions in order to get us to do certain things. I mean, that's real. So, I mean, you check out the history of that, because it's pretty interesting. But most theaters, in all theater houses, they didn't use it. The people who produced it used the subliminal thing, and they made a lot of money off of it, believe me. So, you know, it's all around. I mean, nobody wants to use the word. You know, everybody wants to walk around talking about, I'm free. Okay. Tell you what, if you're so free, then walk downtown Indianapolis, walk downtown in your city anywhere, and walk up and say, I came to collect my 40 acres and the mule. I'm going to show you how free you're going to get. Here's how free you're going to get. They're going to toss your butt out of the city hall.
Okay.
In other words, excuse my language, nigga, get back to work. Come and talk to me later. So it hasn't changed. Now, you know, everybody's not bad. And please call in and weigh on this very important issue. The phone number is 515-605-9775. You're on the show Controversy and Stephen B. Doing the key of E, which stands for excellence for you, me. So call in. Let's talk about this and dialogue, because until we have the courage, and I say this, you know, that if you're scared, say you're scared. If you're scared, call me at all. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to get a little personal, but I want to finish this issue. The call in is 515-605-9775. Stephen B., the show Controversy on Yazzer Radio. Now, I'm going to set the slavery issue aside. And if I get, Bernstein, because you know me probably as well as anybody else, if I get a little sidetracked and a little too personal, just say, Steve, stop, okay? I mean, let's do it right. Let me tell you something. For 22 years of my life, and only 65, I dedicated myself to the American Legion. Those 22 years, with the exception of the last 2 years, I dedicated myself to the Post here in Indianapolis, basically of color. Now, I'm saying that because of the I want to tell you the gravity of the situation, but I don't want to let anybody think the American Legion has black posts and white posts. We have posts that have a majority or more on both sides, but every post that I've ever been in the United States has been multicultural. Now, that being said, let me explain something to you. Those who know me know that I'm not for the kind of, you know, I have not, even some of the things I've created, which Bernstein, you know, I'm proud to say are pretty legendary right now, but I've never been the person to get out in front and say, me. What I've done is set things in motion and sit back and became like you are, Bernstein, the producer. I sit back and, you know, watch it develop. And I don't care about really who gets credit for it. What I do care about is at least being able to sit back and say, I did something without anybody knowing that I did it. And for me, that's good. Now, you know, between 2 years, an individual, I'm not going to mention names. I'm not going to dignify this whole situation by mentioning names. But from the, and I know this person even prior to me even emerging into my career. And this same person is still in the same situation, and obviously I've evolved. Now, this is the kind of person that will tell you everything that they've done, you know, everything from a fire to being shot down and whatever, and the great things that he's done. He saved lives, and, you know, I know this person, and everybody's his cousin, and, you know, oh, you know him, I've been around him. Stop. Just stop. I'm begging this person. I hope he's listening. I hope those who know who I'm talking about, just stop. Not only have I done nothing to you, I've done nothing but help you. You are the person who accused me of breaking into places when I'm in New York, and these places are in Indianapolis. Oh, you had it done. You can do that. Well, I can do a lot of things. One thing I can't do, my name is not Harry Houdini, okay? I can't be at three places at once. For the first time in a long time, and this is why I'm so emotional about it, that time I had to spend with all my family, my kids, everybody was there. But this is the first time you're sitting there talking about somebody who you know for a fact. Not only do they not have a history of being a thief, but he has a history of doing things that are better for everybody, not just himself. Hello, not just themselves. He ran this lie, and that's what it was. My wife died with that lie. And rather than sit there and say, you know, I did it out of jealousy, because that's exactly what it is. He just perpetuated the lie. Well, that got shot now. So then he comes up with other lies. Oh, you back here doing this, that, and the other. I don't know why people letting you. This man has spent 22 years, 22, complaining about Steve Barnett. That's my name. And in 22 years, people know me, know a fact that I helped his brother everything he ever wanted to do. I remember one snowy day, snow everywhere. This is the same man who ridiculed me, called me a thief, but he picked up the telephone and called me in the snow when I lived half across the city because he had a flat tire. And I got in my car. This is the man who accused me of stealing money, was just one of them. But I got in my car and went and helped his brother in the snow. I got a raggedy car. He got a new car. Took him to get his flat tire. Ran him around to get to where his truck was. He's a trucker. And he had the audacity when people came to him and said, man, brother, you know, wow, he did this for you. Well, I gave him $20. First of all, $20 has nothing to do with me sacrificing my life in the snow while it's snowing, helping you with a flat tire on the roadside. Come on now. Do we fix the tire? No, because they don't have spares in these new cars. He had to get a tow truck and all that stuff. But the fact is, I got on my bed to do that for you. And what did you do? Make a comment. Oh, I gave him $20. Please. Please. You're also the same person. Also the same person who spread so many vicious lies about me. I smiled and kept it moving. because I ain't about that craziness. Really, it's like, excuse my language, really, it's kind of being a bitch. I'm being straight up. You think that your life and what you do is so much more important than another individual that you get everything to say in his name. And you know the sad part about it is, Bernstein, 22 years ago, I was like him with his little blue cap on. He still got his blue cap on. Not diminishing the blue cap in the American language is very important. That's the heartthrob of our membership. But while you talking crazy about me, I'm elevated to second command of a state of Indiana, and you still talk the same yang. And you still get the same results. Nothing. You sound like a fool. Period. Now, I'm saying that out of love because I know you enough to know that you're very intelligent. You're very creative. I work with you. But you held office in 22 years. You held office on the executive board 4 or 5 times. You had 2 bus trips and 1 cleanup. Stop. Come on now. And me and my effort, with my cohort, we raised $1.9 million that can be proven to that post. So I would strongly suggest, brother, that you do the right thing. Here's the right thing. I don't want an apology from you because I do it anyway. That's who I am. That's what I'm made of. That's why I'm where I'm at today. I don't want an apology. I just want you to get right, man. Get right. Because you are all the same brother that goes to church every Sunday, dressed, clean, in the Board of Health. But then you want to come out of church and demean me and demean other black people? The sad part about it is you've done it so much, and how many times you've been kicked out of other posts? I know 3. Why do I know? Because I'm second in command of the American Legion. You are a member. 3. You've been suspended 2 at the post that you are talking about running for commander. You don't deserve it, my brother. One day you will. Because I think in my heart, one day you understand. But what you need to do, and I'm saying it out of love, is keep my name out your mouth. Because this is the first time anybody can ever say that I said anything bad about you publicly. I've thought a lot of things, but I've never said it. Come on. Come on. And don't come with that so-called gifted South Side crap because it doesn't bother me as you tried to belittle me in public the other day and infer that I'm on drugs. Dude, come on now. Because we both know the history. We've been knowing each other since we were kids. It was on the drugs. That is proven fact. You can test my blood today, baby. You're going to see is some coffee and cognac. But stop, man. I'm begging you for you, not for me. Because obviously after 22 years, you should have got a clue. You can't hurt me. Why? Because I haven't been a star child of the universe. Dude, I'm not kidding when I tell you I deal with 90% of my brain in shackles behind my back. Stop. It's that simple. Just stop. Now, did I say that? Did I get it too bad? I didn't mention no names.
Take a break.
Okay. Let me take a break. This is your
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Hey, you're right back here on a Monday with the Bouncing Baby Boy of Patricia Ann Hill Barnett. Talking to you short distance here, live from Yaza Radio. And check this out, Yaza Radio, a social network for minority professionals. Like, don't pay the rent? Join Yaza.com. Get paid for your post. And also, well, and the other thing we're going to talk about on this thing about veterans and what they can do to enhance their lives. And you're getting it right here on Yaza Radio.com. Stephen B, doing a Key of V, Black, Brilliant. And also very intelligent. Of course, that's questionable. The call number is 515-605-5775. Come and check us out. And let me tell you a couple of things. I want you to make sure that you take the time, pull it up on the web, YazzerRadio.com, Yazzer Live. I want you to tune in to Moving Forward, the radio show, the host and the owner and the CEO of our network. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. It's here at YazzerRadio.com. Brother Abernathy is going to give you some insight to not only what we're doing here, but also some insight on what's going on in our neighborhoods and what's going on generally. And then also, you know what time it is, controversy, 10 to 12. Your host here, Stephen B., doing the Key of V, which stands for excellence for you and me. My show is on 10 to 12, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here at Yazzer Radio. And the show that will really blow you away is Culture Kings. Three brothers that are dynamically different, yet together about people's opinions and people being voiced are being open about conversations that affect you and me. These brothers, man, just outstanding individuals from three different walks of life. And when you hear their sharing, it will enlighten you and enhance your mind of things that are going on in our society. That's on Sunday night at 8 p.m., Culture Kings, three very wonderful brothers, Pepe, Mr. Abernathy, and the professor, my main man, Marcus. Come and check us out. 8 o'clock Sunday, Culture Kings, right here in Yaza Radio. And also, let's talk about something. Ooh, I'm going to watch the trial. I shouldn't be watching it. This is ridiculous. But anyway, let me share a couple of things with you. Indiana being the capital of the American Legion, and we're talking about millions of men and women who have defended this country, who are associated with the American Legion. Let me tell you some of the things that are going on. Here in the state of Indiana, you are eligible. Once again, you are eligible as a veteran to receive a grant for $2,500 to be utilized to enhance your life. You can spend it on whatever you want to spend it on. You can't buy a new car or buy a lady or lady buy a guy, nothing like that. But your roof needs repairing. You need a new boiler. You need your car repaired. You know, you need that walkway or that special banister because you are physically challenged, this is where you go and how you contact to get this information. If you want to contact the Department of Veteran Affairs and go and get your money to enhance your life. And if you're disabled, you get as much as $5,000. So if you have any questions about that, feel free to call me at 515-605-9775. The other thing is over at least, only 300, probably more than that, of educational, financial response or financial help for our veterans that desperately deserve it. Remember, they put their lives on the line to defend you and me, not just because you are black and not just because you are white. They do it, and they do it with honor because you are America. You are American. You are living in America. You're the best of the best. My brothers and sisters who serve this country are the best of the best. And, you know, they deserve to be treated accordingly. The other thing is I want to encourage you to join American Legion for a couple of reasons. Number one, the American Legion is the only veterans organization, they are the only veterans organization that was chartered by Congress. It was set up by men and women in the House and the Senate to be exactly what we are, a helping force to better the lives of those who had taken their time and a lot of times have lost their lives to make things better for you and me. So join the American Legion. There's tons of programs out there for you, for your family, everything from junior shooting sports to oratorical contests, baseball, you name it. We are involved in every fraction of American lives. So we want you to especially if you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran. We have the auxiliary, which is made up of mothers and daughters and that sort of thing, that is a support group to the American Legion. And then we also have the Sons of the American Legion, which is actually a committee, which for years and years and years has been the blessing, I would say, to the American Legion and how they serve community. So please, you know, get involved. Because the only way you can make things happen in this society is to get involved. You can do all the planning you want, but the name of the game is to get it involved and get yourself involved. Let me tell you, before we get into more about Veterans Affairs, is Yaza Radio, RTV.com. It's 6 TV channels, 5 indie film screens, meaning they have 5 stations dedicated to independent movies. You got one? Let's talk. Because this is the way you get your product out to thousands of people because our broadcast goes everywhere throughout the world. You got TV on demand, one radio station, and a professional social media network. And you're talking getting 30 days for free. So you can try out. You know, you can't do that in the store. They don't give you no clothes to try out for 30 days. Try them out for one day, you buy them, okay? But no, we're going to give you 30 days to check out what we're doing and what we're developing. And then if that's $14.89 per month, a mere $14.89 a month to get 6 TV channels, 5 independent radio stations, TV on demand, one radio station, a professional social network, you can't beat it. Tell Comcast to beat that one. Tell AT&T to beat that one. Tell Hulu, Yulu, Jolo, whatever you want to beat that. And remember, you're investing in your community. You're doing what we've been doing all along. And you know what? We invest in tennis shoes, cars. In fact, we even do stuff like buy a $400 car and put $1,000 for tires on it. I ain't figured that one out yet, but okay. What you want to do? It should be about the business of doing is enhancing your life and enhancing your community. And this is a way to do it for a mere $14.89 plus. Believe this or not, you're going to see some things on this station as we develop our programming that you would never have dreamed about. We're talking about our own pro wrestling. We're talking about, and I don't know if I can say this, but all ball. And I'm always kind of people that I like tradition, you know, basketball, 3 points, that kind of stuff. But this, not traditional sports, and it's quite entertaining. So you'll hear more about that as the network develops. And then, you know, we're going to do stuff like frisbee golf. You know, we even talked about having, you know what, Bernie? I got such an idea while we're talking about some of the things we're doing. Excuse me. Mother's Day, you typically take your mom out, you know, for breakfast, go to church, do all the good things.
So is it some mother boxing or something? No?
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm only laughing because my mama boxing my head a lot. No, no.
But you know what I thought last night? Why don't that evening we have a pool tournament just for mothers? Why not? I mean, just think about it.
You
I
mean, like
pool.
I was playing pool. The mothers.
Hey man, you know what?
That's a great idea. You talking about the mothers are playing pool?
Yeah.
That's
a good
idea.
Tournament. And I got it because I saw two women last night. Man, these girls were tough on the. I mean, I'm like, wow. So we got to talking. I said, I don't shoot pool, okay? But we got to talking, and then it just hit me. And said, you know what? And Mother's Day is right around the corner. It's something we can really do without getting stupid about it. I mean, all we need is a place, one of the posts, maybe 64, because they got like 10 pool tables, and have a pool tournament for mothers. You know, give them a nice prize, but I'll talk to you about that. It's just something I was thinking about. And that's what happened.
We're running up the flagpole.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you something. Bernstein just cracks me up. You see some of the things. But you know what, though? He's good at giving me directions, but he just cracks me up. But anyway, I just, you know, thought about it. And that's what this network's about. We're about doing things that are they're not necessarily against the norm, but they're expanding the norm and giving more opportunities. That's why I encourage people to get a hold of us. Call us at 888. Let me get the feed here because I got to wait. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, I got a number. The number is, okay, you can call us at 888-640-5777. And just, you know, if you got some content, you got some music, you got a CD, you got a rap you want to do, call us. Because we plan on giving everybody an opportunity to not only put their product out there, but to get paid. Okay? To get paid keeping their product out there. So come on and contact us. Be part of our family. That's Yaza Radio, Yaza TV. This is something that is so exciting, so revolutionary that we want to be a part. So, you know, come and join in. And what did I drop? Oh, my phone, I think. Oh, no, I didn't drop anything. All right. You call in and let's talk. Now that we got that out of the way, trust me when I say this to you. You were born to be the star child of the universe, one of the star children by the Most High. The power that God has placed within you, now I'm on my motivation thing, incredible. The trust that God has placed in us is incredible. And we make him cry, I'm sure, every day. Certainly his son, Jesus, every day. Because it's not that we go out of our way to do bad things in life, but we go out of our way to not become successful because we put too many roadblocks in our way. And in front of that roadblocks, we lie a lot, too much. We're not honest with ourselves, not enough. And if you become honest with yourself and understand your self-worth, then you'll understand what the God within you is really all about. God is sitting there whining, begging for you to be successful. History tour called life. And the way to do that is stand up for yourself and stand up for the God within you. That lies your power of success. Is every day going to be great? No, that's not going to happen. Trust me, if you think it may happen, it certainly will. But remember two things that are very important. 80% of the people don't care, and 2% as glad as you. So why don't you use the same formula, but just do a little reversal. Whether it always be the negative, it's okay that 80% of the people don't care that you're successful. That's okay. But the other 20%, who think like you, who place themselves in a framework of development to continue their successful destiny in life, this is the way to do it. It starts with you, not me. I mean, because I can say anything, okay? And me, I will say anything. But the truth of the matter is, this journey, your magical mystery tour called life, starts with the fact that you were born and created as a star child of the universe. There's nothing that you can't do. You might have to juggle around and do things a little differently, but there's nothing you can't do. Give me a call at 515-605-9775. This is Stephen B. doing the key of E, and that's excellence for you and me. So come pick up Jazz Radio, okay? And make sure, make very sure that you pay very attention and watch Moving Forward, the radio show hosted by our guru, the person that created this platform, Dwayne Abernathy. That's 10 to 12, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday here at Jazz Radio. You check this brother out because I'm telling you, what you think can be combined to make for one revolutionary experience. We want you to call. We want you to be a part. But it's very important that you take the time. Just if you watch the show just for the first, listen to it for the first 15 minutes, I guarantee you'll be locked. That's Moving Forward, the radio show, hosted by Dwayne Abernathy. It's 10 to 12, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And please, if you want to be enhanced mentally, inspired mentally like you've never been before, you've got to check out the Culture Kings on Sunday night at 8 p.m. These are three brothers who are dynamically different, yet united in one thing, that everybody opinions matter. That's how we create the atmosphere of success, is accepting everybody's opinion. I mean, we're not telling you to go out there and just, you know, listen to them and, you know, because they say go down the street, do that. But at least it will open up your mind to reason of why you probably need to go down that street. The only way to get that information is check them out. Culture Kings, 8 p.m. on Sunday night here at Yaza Radio. And I'm paying bills right now. Also, you know, I can think of a lot of things that really bother me. My security and what's going on the street really bother me, okay? Because I don't know about you, your city, where you're at, but unfortunately here in Indianapolis, people are getting killed every single day. Every single day. I mean, it's become a dot city everywhere in America. Part of it is because we don't know how to resolve our conflicts by conversation. And the other part of it is we got a turn around here called the NRA preaching about guns. I'm not a hunter, but I was in the military. Bert, let me ask you a question. Have you ever hunted before? Well, I mean, you understand the hunting whole thing, right? Check this out. I don't know, but I may be wrong, but it don't take a Uzi to kill a deer. I mean, really. So don't give me the story.
Well,
if you want to make meat, but no, I've never been hunting before, no.
But seriously, I mean, really, what kind of sense does that make? It doesn't make sense. If you're using a gun to defend yourself, okay, you don't need a Uzi. If you're using a gun to hunt, trust me, that's probably the worst thing you can get. Oh, I'll tell you something better than that, man. Use that Uzi to get fish. Now, what are you going to do after you shot a bunch of fish with Uzis? Really? Come on now. That makes no sense. Let's start thinking critically and stop thinking like we're stuck on stupid. Remember, we're supposed to be great, and that's not thinking very great. If you want to contact us, oh, listen, we're going to do something finally moving to that point. If you want to advertise your show, your program, or you want to be a sponsor, contact YazaRadio.com or YazaTV.com or email us at marketing@YazaR.com. That's marketing@YIZZOR.com. Any local radio station can put your product on. You're talking worldwide up in here, and it's very reasonable. So give us a call. Give us a call. Put your stuff out there. And make yourself some money or make yourself something, okay? But advertise with us because this will be the best bargain you can get in town. That's Yazza Radio, the advertiser sponsor. That's Yazza Radio, YIZZOR, radio.com. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to promote your business. Now, also, with that being said, let me share this with you. Very, very shortly, this summer, I can't really tell you a lot of detail right now. It's not that I don't know the details, but until it's been approved by our station heads, which we do meet, believe it or not, we don't do the typical black folks stuff. So now I say, well, we'll talk about it later. No, we have meetings. You know, we try to be very structured and take care of business. But there's going to be some pretty interesting things that are going to start this summer. Some live things are going to happen, some concerts on here on the station where you can feed in and watch some of your favorite groups. So be aware that we are constantly in motion, constantly evolving here at Yahzeh Radio, and we want you to be a part. And the way you become a part is check us out. You're talking about something that's a platform, talking about a real live Wi-Fi network, okay? You're talking about seeing what we're talking and what we have to offer. And I'm going to share this with you. YahzehRadio.com, Yahzeh Radio Live. We have 6 TV channels, 5 indie film screens, meaning that we have 5 channels that we're showing independent movies, okay? This is movies that you and your family and friends may create. We're going to show some stuff that's been created already, but we want you to create. And you can get your stuff seen here. YahzehTV.com, Yahzeh Radio. We have 6 TV stations, 5 independent film screens. We got TV on demand, 1 radio station, and a professional social network. The first 30 days is free. Cost you nothing to at least look. I mean, you know, that's the problem with us. We don't even read. We don't look. But here, you can do that for 30 days free. It'll cost you $14.89 per month. You can't beat that. That's Yahzeh Radio, TV stations, 5 independent film stations, TV on demand, 1 radio station, and a professional social network. $14.89. Come and support us supporting you. Now, with that being said, let's chat a little longer on a couple of issues. Most important issue right now to me may not be to you, but the most important issue to me right now is we understand clearly that we control our destiny. When I say we, you independently control your destiny. If you want to have a successful day, don't come up with excuses of why your day is not successful. I can have the worst day in this world, but I get a kick even though I may be feeling bad, thinking bad. When people ask me, hey, what's going on with you? I'm doing better than good and better than most. At least I'm above ground. That's the beginning of being successful. You got to live to become successful in this world. This world. Let me underline that. I can't say what success you're going to have in heaven. I can reassure you you're not going to have any success in hell, but it's all about your status. Your thought process is about who you are and what you bring to the table of life. You don't come in this life and see without giving something to it. Dedication to the master is one, should be a priority. Being successful within the God in you should be a priority. Helping your fellow man, in other words, you know, quote, do unto others as you have them do unto you, you do that. Because I guarantee you, blessings will come and flow like you wouldn't believe. So it starts with you. This is your journey. This is your magical mystery tour. This is your key to success. So if you want to be successful, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Enhance them as you wish to be enhanced. Receive, yet you have to be in a mind of giving. And most importantly, I'm not going to tell you to look out for your fellow man. I'm not going to do that. Why? Because you should already know that. The inhumanity of man against man is fascinating to me. But I know, or at least I like to think that I know, that all of us have the ability to be better. And let's try anyway. What does it hurt? Okay. So please make sure that you do the positive things in life. And one of the positive things in life will be calling me at 515-05-9779. And let me apologize to you because we started this show, through the grace of God and our sponsors. And then we had to take a break because we had some technical difficulty. And then I made a trip last week, so I wasn't on the air at all. I promise you, you're going to see more to see out of me. You're going to see a much better show. Start tuning in and helping me to help you. And by calling in, at least you give me what you're thinking about, which gives me something to think about. Thoughts, the thought process and critical thinking is a good thing. And that's what we need to be about the business of doing. Let's see. I can't tell you much detail, but here's what I can tell you. In order to honor our veterans and to honor a program that we started 22 years ago called Jazz in the Park and Blues in the Hood, was only signed to the music series that they have in New York Central Park. The 29th is going to be a very interesting day, I hope. I hope. When I say interesting, we're talking about bringing many people who perform in jazz and art. Two of them are locally here in Indianapolis. So please check that out. Excuse me. Please check that out. And you know, just kind of stay tuned. But that's May the 29th here in Indianapolis. It's going to be a special version of Jazz and the Blues and the Hood Revisited. It's being produced and sponsored in part by Yaza Radio.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, I got a question. Okay. I don't know if you, and I know this might take your show to another direction, but I've been wanting to ask you this question all week.
Sure.
Okay, did you hear on the news about, I think it's, what's his name? I forgot, not Hubert Brown, the guy who hired to be the first person of culture coach for the University of North Carolina. Hubie Davis, something like that. I think that's his name.
Okay.
And he was doing a press conference. Did you hear about the press conference?
No.
He was doing a press conference, and he's like, thank you guys so much for the opportunity to be the first, you know, I don't like saying black person,
right.
Black people, but like the person of color, coach for the University of North Carolina. I appreciate it. I'm going to do a great job. But at the same time, I'm so proud of my white wife. My white wife, I'm so proud of. It wasn't for my white wife. He kept on saying white. Nobody ever asked about color, about, you know, his wife or nothing. He just broke out just talking about my white wife this, my white wife that. And everybody's like big question, like, what's this all about?
Well, he's confused, number one. I mean, because no offense to anybody, but You're my wife. Color has nothing to do with it.
Has nothing to do with it.
No. And being from the militant side, as a young man who saw the light, it didn't take much to see that it doesn't make a difference to the color of one's skin, especially when it comes to love matters. Now, congratulations to the coach for getting the job in North Carolina. I know what being first has a lot to do with because I've been at that role several times. In fact, I'm in that role as we speak today. But, you know, I'm glad I didn't hear it, to be honest with you, because not only did he insult himself, by the time you're a college coach, you should have some type of intelligence, but you insulted your wife. I mean, how would you do that? I mean, why would you want to point out, like, I'm married to a white woman? Come on, man. I bet you what? I bet you were married to a Martian or a green person. You wouldn't say that. So why are you saying that? Okay. So I'm thanks for informing that, Bernstein. I've been kind of out of sorts this last week because I've been traveling. But that's ridiculous. That's really ridiculous. And he honestly said this at a press conference? And he's still working there? So, well, that don't mean nothing. He can be fired because that's a fire offense to me. I know it may sound to you, but it's not. It's the larger scheme of things. I don't know what to say. Okay. I doesn't make a difference. It really doesn't. If he loves her, it was his wife. They have children together. That we know. Huh. Interesting. Didn't know that. Okay, well, he's trying to find that feed to show it to me. Gentlemen, let me say this, and I don't want to believe it, but it needs to be said. If you don't have anything good to say, then just kind of be quiet and listen. Maybe the station and if you talk about it is going to enhance your mind. I'm seeing it because, you know, it's interesting. As I sit here this morning, Bernstein, I got like 26 calls that return. And out of those 26 calls, I can tell you, I guarantee you that at least 18 of them were people that are seeking my help or advice. And I give it to them. Then they go and decide to do a different route. Well, thank you for your time, but I think I'll do another way. Well, then you should have did it in the first way. Why did you waste my time and yours? If you think that your solution is better than mine, then do it. If I were you, I wouldn't attempt such. I go and find people who will inform me and keep me informed. And that's what you need to be about the business. Just like if you want to get cold, if you become cold at night, what do? You put a blanket on. You need to wrap yourself around people like you who want to be successful, who wants to have a life, you know, built on the basis of the master and what he has in store for each and every one of us. That's how you represent. Being loud and dancing around in church and all that stuff, that's not representing. Okay. All right.
Yep. I'm very proud to be African American, but I'm also very proud that my wife is white, and I'm very proud that my three beautiful, unbelievable kids are a combination of both of us.
Wow. Wow. Let me share something with you.
Most burglars aren't willing to reveal their secrets, but I'm not most burglars.
That's okay. Let me say this. I have four wonderful children. Okay? Just like this gentleman. Proud of my four wonderful children. All four of my wonderful children are married outside of their classified race. Two of them are married to very lovely women of YU. And one of them is married to a Brazilian, or was. And then my daughter is married to another woman. Not only do I love them and support them, but you don't see me walking around talking about, hey, my lovely black wife created these lovely children, and one of them happy gay. Why even talk in terms of that? That is just as oxymoron as making a statement like, my stepchildren. What the heck does that mean? They're your children. If you're raising, I don't care if they're another man, another woman, don't make no difference. There's no such thing as a stepchild. They're your children. It's no different than this. Dude, I don't give a rat's ass whether your wife is white, black, green, yellow. It makes no difference. I do give something about is the respect that your wife deserves, and that is not a respectful statement. Okay? I'm proud because I'm married to a white woman. Ain't that a trip? You should be proud that you are married to a woman purposely, and the fact that she gave you the wonderful children, that's what you should be proud about. Dude, you couldn't coach my child. Not with that philosophy, because what you're going to do is get my child hurt with that stupidity. No offense, my brother, but I'm just being honest. You need to correct that. If I was the president of the university, I would pull your butt in the office and say, dude, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get on there and apologize for such an ignorant statement. It's embarrassing to the state of North Carolina. We just happened to visit this weekend. And
It had nothing to do with nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. And, you know, very few times will I get to a point where I can't mention words, but boy, this here. Come on, man. Apologize. I will accept the fact that you're proud to have a wonderful wife. I will accept the fact that you're proud of your children. You should be. But I will not, nor will I begin to accept the fact that you look at this person who gave you those four wonderful children, and the only thing that comes out of your mouth is, I'm proud to be married to a white woman. Ain't that pitiful? Pitiful. Pitiful. Hey, man, listen, be straight. Apologize for what you say and go on about your career. And then I will be more than happy to send my child to coach after a man with such honor and such humbleness. Right now, I wouldn't send my son to that school to play for you or anybody with that mentality. Why would I pollute my child's brain? I'm proud of my children. Are you proud of yours? Just stop, man. Come on now. I must have slept a lot this weekend because I've missed a whole lot of news. Of course, I guess I should have probably missed it anyway. The two items that we talked about that I didn't hear about, I'm glad I didn't hear about them, to tell you the truth. Okay, I mean, really, I'm about things that are about the right and positive. Doesn't mean I'm right all the time. It does not mean that whatsoever. It does not mean, hello, the person I was referring to that wants to continue to stab a person like me in the back. Hello. Come on now. It's all about doing the right thing. Or at least trying to. When you do things like this gentleman just did in North Carolina, there ain't nothing right about that at all, man. It shows that you're a coward. It shows that you don't have anything else better to do in life but to be proud that you're married to a white woman. Come on. Boy, that's hell to go on my resume. Well, I'm proud because I'm married to a white woman. Sweetheart, wife, whoever your wife is, let me be the first to apologize for your husband's ignorance. Okay? Because that was pretty ignorant. Now, back to the show. You know, that's the show. It's just talking off the cuff about things we hear and do. You're here on Controversy, Yah Radio, Yahzer Radio, Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. And Stephen B is your host. I'm Patricia Hill Barnett's bouncing baby boy. Coming to you in the key of V. Excellence for you and me. I want to tell you something, and I said this before. I'm going to say it again. I'm about to do some dramatic changing in my life. I'm not only proud and honored that I have that opportunity. You know, you don't get a lot of opportunity to rewrite or reset your life, especially as dramatically as I'm going to do mine. But you're going to hear more about it. And I hope and pray that everybody is happy and understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm sure that some people are going to think, okay, really? But I'm going to do something. Yeah. Don't ask me that.
Question. Sorry, Stephen B. But earlier you were talking about the American Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way possible if I have set up an interview with you and somebody from like one of the American Legion posts where they can talk about membership and all that type of stuff so people can get informed on how they can join the American Legion?
Why would I do that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you do an interview with somebody from American Legion Post?
I'm selfish. I ain't telling nobody about the gold mine at the American Legion, both mentally, physically, and financially. That's for our veterans. Yeah, I'd do that. Are you kidding me? Matter of fact, what I'll try to do, he's very busy. I'll try to get our leader, our commander from State of Indiana, as an interview. He'll do it. It's just a matter of finding the time. But, yeah, we can do that. Matter of fact, why don't we do this, man? Why don't we put a special show together? And I'll get several people that deal with Veterans Affairs, everything from the medical side of it to increasing their disability, and let's do like almost like a special telethon, whatever, information program. Yeah, we can do that. And in fact, what we can do, man, is we can contact several posts in several places throughout the United States, and we can hear their take on how they're going about supporting their veterans. We can do it as well. So, yeah, I'd love to do that. In fact, I would really like to do that.
Yeah,
let's do that, man. The next time we have a production meeting, Bernstein, you're braver than me. Won't bring it up. No, but seriously, yeah, let's do that. That's a great idea. Great idea. I'll tell you something else I'd like to do. I'd like to somehow do a, I don't know if you call it a documentary or a follow-through with me out there, you know, being suave with these ladies and stuff so I can get some lesson. No.
I'm just playing. No.
But no, hey. Bernstein. Once again, you're here at YahzerRadio.com, Yahzer TV. You've got to check us out. And I'll tell you why. You know, everybody does things on YouTube, and this Facebook thing is really big. I should know because I'm on Facebook every day. If you want to read something inspiring every day, please turn to my Facebook page to Stephen Barnett or Steve Barnett. Just pull it up, and I've got over, I don't know, 6,000 people now, friends that are reading me every morning, which is kind of incredible to me anyway. When I look at everybody else's readership, but, you know, and the funny part about it is out of those 5,000, whatever it is, people, you'd be shocked how many of those people actually know me. I think it's somewhere like a grand, you know, but, oh, no, I can say that. That's somewhere like a stack, you know, that's what they say in the street. But anyway, check out Yahzer Radio, YahzerTV.com. It's 6 TV channels. 5 independent movie channels, TV on demand, 1 radio station, a professional social network, all for the simple price of $14.89 per month, but the first 30 days free. Now, the reason why you want to do that is let's compare $14.89 to $50. No comparison. Now, please don't do what I got a special free, and I swear to God, man, check this out. I brought some cornflakes home one day, and they were visiting. And it didn't have any of the tiger on the cornflake box. It had some bear or something. What the hell do I know? But at any rate, there were cornflakes. You can't really, you know, cornflakes are cornflakes. But because it didn't have a brand name on it, they didn't want the cornflakes. I'm serious. Guess what? We do that when it comes to clothes, too, okay? Once again, as we start off the show, talking about mental slavery, that's mental slavery for you. You're going to buy an item and advertise somebody else. But that's for another show. What is let's get together and you do yourself a favor and do us a favor. Tune in to YazzaTV.com, Yazza Radio, 6 TV channels, 5 independent movie channels, TV on demand, 1 radio station, and a professional social network you can deal with and talk to people that are in your particular field. Check that out. Tune in. Tune in and be a part of something bigger than yourself that will make you bigger than life. That's YazzaTV.com. $14.89 a month at 6 TV channels, 5 independent film channels, TV on demand, 1 radio station, a professional social network, and me. Hello, the show Controversy. Also on that thing work, you're going to get Culture Kings, which is the most brilliant thing I've seen in a long time. 3 very talented young men, 3 walks of life, different walks of life. They do the thing 8 p.m. every Sunday. You know, for those that are long in the tooth like myself, who are got more closer to the death certificate than the birth announcement. Back in my day, we listened to Ed Sullivan, you know. I'm saying the Ed Sullivan Show, really big show. Remember? Serious, 8 o'clock. In fact, the lineup, if you remember, was, let's see, Wonderful World of Disney, that was at 7. Then Ed Sullivan Show, and then Bonanza, all in a row. And we used to sit, all family, you know, my grandmother, everybody, we used to sit and watch this. But look at what you're getting today, what we're offering you. At 8 p.m., the Culture Kings, I look at sort of like the Ed Sullivan Show from a philosophical standpoint of view, enhancing your mind, giving you something that you don't get, just plain talk. We don't get plain talk anymore, okay? But you can with this show. Culture Kings is P and Brother Abathy, Brother Marcus, you need to check them out. 8 p.m. every Sunday on this network, YazzaRadioTV.com. And also, don't forget my show from 10 to 12 every day, not every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. Right here on Yazza Radio Controversy, where I get the chance to talk crazy. That's a good thing, because I am crazy. But anyway, I'm dealing with you. I want you to deal with us. Come and check us out, because it's something that's really just, it's growing, and it's exciting. And the most exciting part about it is, this is all about everybody doing their thing within reason and getting paid to do it. I get paid to sit here and talk crazy. I do. I'm telling you something. I'm doing it with 90% of my brain wrapped behind my back. I'm dealing with just 10%. Just think what you can do with this. You can put your own movie station here, your own show here. I mean, you can make your own. What's that thing? Rush Hour? You can do your own Rush Hour up in here. Comedians, vocalists, people like that, come to us. Contact us, because we want to hear from you. You can do that by calling area code. Is it 800? I know it's 888-577-7. Oh, you can email us. I'm sorry. YazzaTV.com. Email us at marketing@yazzar.com. That's marketing@YIZZOR.com. Come and be a part of something, believe you me, like anything else you've seen in our community. This is not just YouTube. It's not just Facebook. This is a network, just like ABC, NBC, that sort of thing. And the good part about it is we are free to do a lot of things that the FCC would not allow you to do on normal media. You need to come and check us out. Be a part of us. Don't be afraid. I mean, if you got something to say, contact us, YazzaTV.com. The email address is marketing@YIZZOR.com. That's YIZZOR. The other thing is, for you people that are security-minded and really want to protect your family, you got to check out the company that really started this company. Okay, this has been like 15 years in the making. This guy spent 15 years of his life doing, I mean, Mr. Abernathy, great guy, fantastic guy. His dance steps work, okay? The boy don't know what he's doing, okay? Because he's a nerd. He is a good nerd. I mean, and here's what I call a good nerd. I can sit down and have a street conversation with his brother, and we joke and talk and do it. Brothers do to get together. But then I can sit back and watch a true intellectual at work. And when I say true intellectual, this is the kind of guy who knows to listen. That's number one. Even if he disagrees with you today, I guarantee you, later on, it might click in his head, and he'll come back. He'll tell you straight out, you know what? I was thinking about what you said. should have thought more. This is the kind of guy he is, and that's why he's able to create what he created. That's the kind of black people we need doing what they do. That's what helps make us in America great. So please tune into our network and look at what this brother has done. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have a TV show, a talk TV show, too. We've been trying to start it for the last month, but it's one of those things where it's a timing issue and, you know, starting out on a network. In fact, you know, if you asked me 3 months ago, would I be doing this, I'd have probably laughed, okay, because really I was so drawn into the American Legion and doing my job. As I sit here today, now I'm able to sit here and say what I want to say. Reach out to you so you can reach out to me. Phone number is 515-605-9775. We're just getting rolling. I know we had a couple of glitches. No, it wasn't them. I had a couple of glitches because of things I had to get to and finish my term of office. But I'm telling you, after doing it for 22 years, it took every bit of a half an hour conversation with this guy to be where I'm at today. And now he's given me the opportunity not only talk what I want to talk, but he's given me the opportunity to create the things that I've always dreamed about, because he saw enough in me and the company saw enough in me to make me CEO and president of one of the networks. So you're not getting the skinny just for some talking head. You're getting it not from the top, but you can't get much topper than me, seeing as though right now I've had the permission to run my own production company, basically, for Yowza Radio. That's the type of opportunity you get here, okay? When he told me about it, let me tell you something. You should have seen the smoke off my drawers. I wasn't messing around. That's why I'm really proud to have the opportunity to do what I'm doing today. Yowza TV and radio makes that possible. And listen, I know I sound too much like the obvious, okay, a cocky Negro. I'm using the word Negro because I don't want to say a cocky man of color, because when I say I'm a cocky man of color, it's a different connotation. I'll explain where I separate, but Negro, we'll use that word right now. But it gave me the opportunity to stop being Negro and become a man of color, because when you become a man, then you can express what you are feeling inside, what you need to say. Till that time, you're just being a Negro. And me personally, just being a Negro never sat right with me, Bernstein. Never. Okay. So you guys check us out, please. Give us a call. Or if you can't get a hold of us by phone, you can get us on email. That's yazertv.com. Our email address is marketing@yazer.com. And it's spelled Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. You need to tune into the station anyway. But this is your opportunity. I don't care if you sew for a living or crochet or make jewelry, which I've got to tell you about this for two. Make jewelry, doesn't make a difference. Advertise your product. Allow us to help you put it out there worldwide, not just locally, worldwide. And the girls doing braids, put stuff on there. You got a beauty shop here? Listen, why would I want to advertise my beauty shop and it's worldwide? I'm only concerned. Stop. That's the Negro thinking. Why do I say that? Because I'm here to tell you that my sister took a busload of people all the way from Indianapolis down to this Sweetie's place, the restaurant or whatever it is they had on TV, okay? So don't sit there and say local, because that ain't local, okay? It's worldwide. You might get special enough from you. That's the name of the game. That's how you make yourself and our community great, by doing such. So, yeah, come and advertise with us. We got some very reasonable rates. You can get a hold of us at yazertv.com. That's YIZZORTV.com. You want to contact marketing@yazer.com. That's marketing@YIZZOR.com. Do that for yourself, and do that, more importantly, for your family. For your family. We're talking about financial enhancement with a spiritual growth. Do that. Check us out. Now, with that being said, let me share to you something that's very interesting. I have a friend, in fact, a longtime friend. In fact, he has been my mentor since in kindergarten, and he's still with us today. He happens to be the national chaplain of the American Legion, Edward L. Harris. Ed has two very brilliant children. Both of them are doctors. One is a doctor of jurisprudence, is a lawyer, And the other one is a medical doctor, a radiologist, as a matter of fact. Now, the radiologist, his lovely daughter, who was educated at Johns Hopkins, you can't get much better than the medical field, has two children, Justin and Courtney. Justin is, I can't remember, he's 10, 15 years old. Not only is he brilliant in school, but he is a accomplished, I didn't say he played well, he's an accomplished violin player and trumpeter. Accomplished. He's toured the world. He's played everywhere, man. It's unbelievable. His sister, who is just drop-dead gorgeous, gorgeous girl, super intelligent. She now is going to University of... She's going to Duke. She's on her way to Duke. But this girl is designing jewelry. You're going to see more about it on your Facebook page and that kind of stuff. Beautiful jewelry. It's not necessarily to help her through school because it's paid for. She's taking the money that she's raising for jewelry and supporting different black organizations that are doing positive things regardless of from where. So these two wonderful kids, I mean, they really are. I shouldn't call them kids. They're young adults now. And hopefully I can get Justin, who is down at the University of Miami, and Courtney on air, just kind of talk about their experience because they're wonderful. I mean, they really are. They will tell you, when you talk about being proud, they're not saying, I'm doing these things I'm doing because I'm black or I'm doing it because I'm married to a white person. They're doing it because they were destined to be successful. And that's what we need to be talking about. Yes, sir.
Me, Bernstein, I'm here to be a producer for Controversy of I'm Divorced from a Black Woman, but I'm proud of
it. So you're proud of
it? This has nothing to do with random. I'm sorry. I just feel like being random. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Since you brought it up, let's share this part with you. Not only, and I'm being serious, not only is our leader, Mr. Abernathy, a brilliant person, but he's a good parent. Now, I'm not going to call anybody a brilliant parent. There's no such thing as brilliancy when it comes to being a parent. But being a good parent is what we all should be. And as I'm broadcasting today, I know for a fact, because I met the young lady, his daughter is studying. His daughter, I mean, you can tell the way she reacts to her daughter. His daughter is going to be brilliant. She's brilliant now. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, Martin, you know what? You the two people I'm talking to, you, I guarantee you don't see their children in the news on some crime blotter. I guarantee you that. Why? Because of the fabric in which they are raised. Doesn't mean they're the best of everything. What they have the best of is their parents. That's important. And for Mr. Bernstein to be a black man, young black man, who has created a security company, he's pro board on, to be producing a network, not just a podcast, a network, and still taking the time to raise this lovely young lady, and that's what she is. She's a young lady. It's fascinating. That's what I'm talking about. He ain't only walking the talk. He's proven what you're talking about is proven fact by the young lady who's studying to be somebody today. I wish she was here. You know, maybe one day I'll have the opportunity to bring her on because I think that young people need to hear from people like that, that are young like them. And even though they may be different from the standpoint of what they're doing, something that's all positive. And that's what we can only hope for all of our children. I'll be the first to tell you that I wasn't a great parent because I was so busy doing things I was doing. I just, you know, time eluded me. You know, I woke up one day and that little baby, no longer a baby, bigger than I am. But they love me. I love them. And I'm very proud that they are able to see the levels that they have succeeded. You know, and we're talking about everything from catering to Harvard, okay, in my family when it comes to my children. So I don't want to talk a lot about them or brag on them. But, you know, that, and in fact, I'm going to see if I can get one of my sons, especially the Harvard graduate who's really in the finance, brilliant dude. I mean, he's got clients, Jada Smith, Jay-Z, Beyonce. I mean, these are people that have actually used the services. So I'm getting on this so you talk about financing and help you success in your own right. So We're gonna, in fact, you know what? I think I'm gonna do that Friday. I'm gonna do open line Friday, but we're gonna dedicate it to the enhancement of our children, which is our future. They can talk about diamonds being expensive and very valuable. They can talk about gold. They can talk about oil. But people, let me share this with you. There is nothing more valuable, nothing more powerful than our children. Why do I say that? Because without them, our society won't continue. So rather than have them locked up, let's raise them up. We're going to talk about that Friday, man. I just want people to call in and just talk about their children and talk about the wonderful hopes that you have for them, what you're doing to make sure that they have an avenue open to them to be successful. And it starts with you, parents. It starts with you. You know, unfortunately, in our community, we don't have a... Thank you. Unfortunately, we have a lot of houses that are broken families, and that's unfortunate. It really is. Because really, idealistically, you want mom and dad, and, you know, the whole Ozzie and Harriet thing. However, we being people of color.
Who's Ozzie and Harriet? Them your auntie and uncle? Who's that?
call me old. Thanks a lot, Bernstein. Let's do that on Fridays. Let's talk about our children. Let's talk about the positiveness of our family. And more importantly, let's praise these children and stop criticizing them. You know, we say some stupid things to our children. We really do. And we can't figure out why they all stuck on stupid. That's why, because whether they're encouraging them to be successful, we're encouraging them by our behavior to fail. We got to do better. But I applaud those who are doing that. And that's why I don't want to hear, you know, Betty Joe from Kokomo calling, Steve, my daughter, shut up, girl, my daughter. I said, shut up. We don't want that. I want you to call in and talk about the greatness that not only you want for your child, but the greatness within that child you created. We're going to do that all day Friday. So tell your friends, tell your family, whoever calls me, then remember, you got to say, I'm not scared. Whoever calls me and tell me about their child, I'm going to give that child a shout-out. As a matter of fact, I might go with the station to see if we can send, just after this Friday, each one of these people will call in a gift, not to them, but to their child. So y'all check me out Friday from 10 to 12. We're going to do that. We'll talk about.
They can get a free T-shirt.
Oh, we're going to do that. Free T-shirt? Y'all's a T-shirt? I don't have one.
Yes. Well, give us your size.
Big. No.
Oh, wow. Not that size.
I tell you what, one of the things this show has tested is my ability to stay true to my faith, because some of the things we say is kind of outlandish. But that's cool, though. That's Friday, y'all. Right here at Station Conversation, we'll talk about our children. We're going to talk about our gold. We're going to talk about our diamonds in the rough. That's what we're going to do. And we'll start out by talking about Bernstein will talk about us. Yeah, we'll start doing that. But just that, I want you to do that. Call in number is 515-605-775 right here in Yaza Radio, the controversy. This is Stephen B. doing it for you and me. And, yes, sir.
Oh, I'm telling you, I sit here and I get to talking and dialoguing with Bernstein and dialoguing with this warped brain of mine. And I have so much fun and just time just flies away.
I wish you would do that when it comes to some of these people I talk to, just kind of fly away, because, you know, we got people out here that unfortunately think that their lot in life is better than yours and mine, when in actuality, you're really suffering and hurting yourself by thinking that way. I'm not going to mention names, but I'm sure that that person is listening, or his friends are listening, his lady, whoever, you get the picture, bro. I'm going to love you the day I die. That's how I roll. Ain't no false game about me. And you can't ever say that I'm not a person that does. Okay? I do for the worst people who treat me bad. Only because I know my blessing is going to come by doing what God told me to do unto others as I have them to do unto you. I'm not Dr. Reverend Doody, as you say. Every time I see you, hey, here's Reverend Doody. Come on, man. Stop embarrassing yourself and embarrassing me. Let's be better at that, man. let's show some love and respect each other. Now, that being said, I'm going to get off my pulpit again because I'm really upset about a couple of incidents, and it just came to after 22 years of this crap, it's going to stop, okay? Either it's going to stop peacefully, and we're going to get along, or it's going to end up ugly for one of us, and trust me, it won't be me, okay? It's not a threat. I want us to get along, but, dude, you got to stop doing what you're doing. If you want to contact us at YazzerRadio.com, that's YazzerTV.com. You want to contact us with marketing@yazzer.com. That's YIZZOR. Let's put your stuff out there and let people know what you're about. That's what it's for. We want you to advertise. We want you to be successful. We want to help in that effort. Also, talking about it, do not forget for your security needs, contact security guard, because if you're talking about safety, that's 888-640-7777. State of the art. You want to be secure, that's the way to do it for you and your family. Also, don't forget to tune in to Yazzer Network, the network itself, Yazzer Radio, Yazzer TV. Like I said, we have 6 TV channels, 5 real TV channels dealing with independent movie. We got On Demand. Everybody likes On Demand. And we got a professional media network, which is talking about the professions of you and me. And you can network with other professionals throughout the world about what you do. Building, growing every day. You know what? This guy didn't just put these in the ground and said they're going to grow. Mr. Aaron Anthony put the seeds in the ground and put that miracle grow into it because that's how you're rolling. Okay? We're rolling, getting stronger every day. We're getting more subscribers every day. Right now, we want you to contact us, especially about your programming needs. Let us know what you'd like to see. And yet, why don't you send some here that we can show that's about you? That's what the station is about. That's what the platform was built for. And last but not least, don't forget Monday night. Dude, ladies, do not forget Sunday night. Culture King Show. 3 very brilliant brothers talking about those things that are affecting each and every one of us. Not only with their lives, but with your life, which is important. It's all about life. You check that out. 3 p.m. every Sunday. Pepe, Mr. Abernathy, Marcus, big brothers throw down. Every now and then they get a little testy, but that's cool because that's what we should do. We should be able to have the ability to get testy and walk away, shake hands, love, kiss each other, and do what we need to do, and that's enhancing our community, our lot. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, for some reason, people, especially black people, got in their heads that we're black, enhancing the black community, putting ourselves forward is contrary to the American dream. No, it's not. That is American dream. Let's stop living the American nightmare and sitting in the shadows and doing nothing about what we know that we are destined to be and that's successful. So check out that out, YazzerRadio.com. Do not forget me, you see, Stephen B, doing the key of E that's excellence for you and me. I'm doing it with 90% of my shackles on my brain shackled behind my back. We're only dealing with 10%. So let's do that. See ya. Have a great and wonderful day. Peace to you.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are, what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.